Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Welcome to Birdland Today for Thursday, February 6th. And we are just over a week until spring training. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. But before we get into the spring training non-roster invites that I want to go through, I want you to make sure that you go over and rate, review, subscribe to the show. I'm going to share some reviews at the end of this show that have came in or after we go over the spring invites. And I want you guys, I appreciate that so much. Rating and review the show in Apple Podcasts and Spotify helps other Oriole fans all across Birdland to find this show. So please continue to do that. If you want me in your inbox as well, you want my show prep or notes that I come up with during this show, you can do that by signing up for the newsletter over at birdlandtoday.com. There's a button at the top for newsletter, and that comes out daily at 4 p.m. every day. So what's in today's? Well, the Orioles announced some orange uniforms. They haven't announced. UniWatch has leaked that the Orioles have all new orange uniforms, which is kind of silly because I feel like I've been asking for orange uniforms for years. It's what I always set my team to when I play MLB The Show, and I always think it looks outstanding. I love it that it's when you look back at the 70s and see Jim Palmer, Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson all wearing these orange uniforms. They look outstanding. They set the team apart. I love it. I'm glad the Orioles are doing it. UniWatch really tried to run like they have this exclusive on the new uniform. And I feel like maybe it's just me, but I knew this was coming. And how did I know this was coming? Because the Orioles showed pictures of bobbleheads that they're handing out this year. And two of the bobbleheads had players dressed in all orange. So I assumed we were either having at minimum, having a couple throwback games where we were wearing the 70 uniforms, or we finally got the new orange uniforms. So it turns out, looks like we're getting the new orange uniforms, orange pants, black striped on the side. It says Orioles across the chest, which means they would be home alternative jerseys. Because road jerseys say the city name, so it would say Baltimore, and home jerseys have the mascot name, so Orioles. At least that's how it goes for the Orioles. They changed that a few years ago when they finally put Baltimore back onto the uniforms. Now, could I sit here and talk about the Orioles uniforms all day? I probably could. But there was some other Orioles news today, which is the non-roster spring training invites. So these are minor league players who are getting the spring invites, but they're not on the 40-man roster. So that's what we're going to look at today. Real quick, I want to highlight a review that came in on January 21st from C-Reg, who says, more O's talk, 5 stars. Josh, I'm so excited about these O's these past years. I also don't live in Baltimore, so I can't get my contact where I live. I love Section 336. I don't even mind the Ravens talk. I'm so glad I have some extra Orioles talk while I'm waiting for the next 336 to come out. Thanks for putting this together, and go O's. I love that. And right before that, Marked Man came in with a short and sweet, I'm loving the one core subject per day format. The show is great. Now, in the depths of the offseason, I hope you keep it focused when there's a game every day to talk about. I'll tell you what. Once the season starts, yeah, there'll be a focus. It'll be that game, that series, what's going on at the moment. And it's going to be more emotional driven on, I'm sure I'll have some notes about the game, but it's going to be an event session or a celebration session. Maybe I'll even put it out early as like or do some live post game streams. Maybe I'll do that once in a while. Just hop on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and go live after some of these games and just do Birdland Today that way. But anyway, let's look at the rosters that were announced today because spring training starts next Friday. First game is February 22nd against the Pirates at Ed Smith Stadium. And the first full squad workout is February 18th. But February 14th is when pitchers and catchers report, which is a week from tomorrow. Now, no, this sheet says Wednesday. So maybe it's a week from Wednesday? A week from yesterday, I guess, pitchers and catchers? Maybe I read the date wrong. That's even better. We are a week away from spring training. A week away from photos of out-of-shape baseball players showing up in Sarasota. A week away to see who grew the craziest beard during the offseason. Now, maybe these guys cleaned up a little bit because they did have the Oriole caravan last week. But either way, it's fun to see baseball players doing baseball activities, and we get to see that a week from now. Now, non-roster invites, we've got Raul Alcantara, Justin R. Brewster, Matt Bowman, Jacob Hernandez, Yaramel Giraldo, Corbin Martin, Robinson Martinez, Levi Stout, Carlos Tavera, Thaddeus Ward, Nathan Webb. Not names that are very familiar, but these are all those are all pitchers. Those are pitchers. It's interesting because in previous years, the non-roster players have been guys I've been excited about, guys about high prospect guys. Last year, it was Jackson Holliday, Kobe Mayo, Albert Cerez, Cade Povich, Chase McDermott, Luis Gonzalez. Most of those guys worked their way up, and we got to see them last year. So these are guys we got to know because these pitchers, I just listed a bunch of pitchers that I am not familiar with. Some of these guys are going to be making it with the big league squad. If not opening day, then later on in the season, they'll be caught up and down and doing that Norfolk shuttle. Catchers, Silas Ardoin, David Banielis, Samuel Bosello, Maverick Canley. Now, they always bring up a bunch of extra catchers because you have a bunch of pitchers and you need guys that can catch them. I think the one that stands out here is Samuel Bosello because there's talk that by the end of 2025, he's going to be in the majors. And how they work that out with Adley, I'm not sure. But he could be a guy that forces his way up onto the big league squad. A guy to watch in Sarasota. I imagine he will play in that futures game. And watch him make an impact this year, perhaps, up in Baltimore. Infielders, we got Nick Gordon, Jeremy Jackson, Vimel Machin, Levan Soto, and Taron Varvara. Now, a couple of those names you know. Varvara he agreed on terms yesterday to a minor league deal with a spring invite. And Soto got an invite last year. Even though we outrighted him, and then he came back with a spring invite. And I mentioned Matt Bowman. We did the same thing with him. He got a minor league deal with a spring invite during the offseason. Outfielders, Jordan Adams, Franklin Barreto, Dylan Beavers, and Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Judge Fabian. Now, here's where there's some names I know. Because Dylan Beavers, he was a 33rd overall selection in 2022, and Judge Fabian was chosen a little later at 60 in slot 67. And they're some of our higher prospects. Beavers is 7th in our system. Fabian is 9th in our system. So those are guys to watch. Those are guys, especially Dylan Beavers, could force his way up into a crowded outfield. Enrique Bradfield Jr. has the speed, but not the offensive prowess yet. But could he be a Jorge Mateo bench replacement? Perhaps, yeah. These are guys to watch because they're going to make impacts maybe even in 2025. So get to know those names. Spring training starts next week. And if you're coming down to Sarasota for some games, let me know. I haven't quite settled on what day I am heading over there, but probably for the spring opening, probably for that weekend. So again, share, review, rate the show. And keep spreading the word. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
At
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.